I know, but we're excited to have you while you are here.
Okay, welcome back to another episode of 20 Minutes at the Bar, the show where we prove every week we can talk about any random topic for 20 minutes. I'm your host, Otis, and I'm here at the end of another trivia at the House of Pendragon with Katie.
Hi.
Sarah.
Hello.
Alexis.
Hello.
And Jeff.
What up, bitches?
And so we have pulled from the bag that has a name.
We still haven't figured it out.
I don't want
it. It was really clever.
Bagley.
It was not Bagley.
God damn it. Future Otis.
The Legend of Bagger Vance.
I'm sorry. Look for it. I feel bad. Me, like, 8 hours from, I'm like, fuck, man. I'm going to have to, like, look for it. But yeah, look for the name of the bag.
I don't even remember what episode.
I'm sticking with Bagger Vance.
It's somewhere. I don't know. I have pulled from the old bag from 2018.
Old trusty.
I'm going to write that on here. Old trusty.
Old rusty.
But we have pulled, and I believe it's Sarah's writing.
Yep.
But it is fuck, marry, and kill. So instead of...
Already halfway to that explicit rating. All right.
Yeah. Instead of setting up, like, a specific genre, I wrote down trios that I knew and looked up some things. And so I'm going to task everybody with deciding who they would fuck, marry, and kill out of those three.
Oh, this is going to get real weird real fast.
So, what I'll probably do, future artists, I'll probably just, like, pause it and let everybody kind of think about it for a second, and then I'll start it back up. So there'll be jumps. So when you're listening, don't think anything weird of it. So our first trio is Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli.
This is obviously not for Jeff.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, like I said, Aragorn, Legolas, and Gimli. Katie.
I'm fucking Gimli because he could throw me around. I'm marrying Legolas because he's hot as fuck, and Aragorn can die in a fire.
Wow.
That was fast.
Wow, that is some thoughts. Okay, I'm going to do them out of order. So you marry Aragorn because I don't want anyone to outlive me. That's just sad. I'm going with the Strider version. I don't know. My answers, whatever. So Legolas is definitely the fuck because that guy has experience. And then no, neither fuck or marry Gimli because he's a dwarf and that's weird. So, I'm going to toss him right out.
I'm 5'1", it's not a problem.
I would marry Aragorn because he's really, really, really attractive. And then I could just, like, spend my days with him. But I would have Legolas on the side because also hot, but kind of weird looking. But anyways, and then Gimli I would kill because, I don't know, I mean, because I have to put him there. But I probably would keep him around and be like, protect me.
Now you have to kill him.
I know,
you can't have him protect you.
He's dead.
but Aragorn can get it.
Alright, Jeff.
Shit. Okay. Well, okay. I will start with my Mary. It's King Elessar. Aragorn.
Well, yeah.
Yes. Because also, yeah, he will outlive me because he has the blood of Numenor and will live like 300 years old anyway.
I'll outlive you. You're gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I will. Gosh. This is where it gets hard. I would...
See, he had to fit in the actually
what
in his
kind
turn.
Of, yeah. What kind of gay man are you into?
Yeah, I'm going to go... You know what? I have to kill Legolas. I have to fuck Gimli. Yeah,
interesting. Jeff's into bears. Got it.
We get some hot beard-on-beard action.
Why? Okay.
You can braid your beard.
Because I don't have... Because I have to kill one of them.
Yeah. Just like Jeff, Legolas would die. I would.
Because you don't like the extreme accent?
No, because the other two are cooler. That's the only reason. I don't hate them. It's just the other two are cooler. probably marry Gimli. Gimli's real funny. And I like a little bit of humor. And then I'd probably fuck the shit out of Aragorn. Because he's pretty cool. He looks dirty. I don't really like that. So if he cleans up, that'd be nice. Yeah. He's like a dirty old bum for like a big chunk of the first movie.
There's a reason why the two of you were married.
Yeah.
kind of weird. I was thinking about it. I was like, he's a dirty old bum. I'm like, ugh. Yep. I don't really want to deal with that.
He's dark and mysterious.
Yeah, just in the corner stinking.
Well, and if you marry him, his brain is always going to be on Liv Tyler. So like... It sucks.
Yeah.
That's true.
So she doesn't need shapewear.
Like Legolas doesn't. Like Legolas doesn't have a bunch of long lost loves.
So trio number two, it is the Canadian band Rush.
This is really just a fuck Jeff.
Bayar, you were mean to us today, so yes.
I was no meaner than normal.
Okay, does everybody have time to marinate on Rush, the band Rush?
Are you going to say all of their names for all of us that are not
within the band Rush.
Members of the band Rush. So, you can't just like...
The bass player is Getty. Mary,
the letter R.
The drummer is Neil Peart.
Peart.
And
Alex Lifeson.
Alex Lifeson is the guitarist.
The guitar player.
Neil Peart.
Okay, is everybody ready?
I'm ready.
I'll go first, and so I'll give Jeff time to marinate. Geddy Lee. I'm marrying Geddy Lee. He's the coolest. Alex Lifeson can die. He's not as cool as the other two. It's, once again, another Aragorn situation. That might be the subtitle of this episode, the Aragorn situation. But Neil Peart, yeah, I'm fucking the shit out of him. He's awesome. But no, Geddy Lee, we're going home and building a very nice life together. Katie.
I think the worst part is every time we say it wrong and die.
That's fine.
Jeff's just dying inside.
I'm marrying Neil Peart because he's incredible. And then I am going to fuck Alex Lifeson because the man is good with his fingers. And Geddy Lee can die. That's fine.
Yeah, my lineup's gonna be the same, but so Neil is deep and reads lots of books, so I think we'd get along just fine. Alex seems like the most down to earth, and because he's the one that everyone always ignores, so
he's the least in the spotlight.
He's in the spotlight, but people forget that he's in the band.
Yeah.
So he could just go to the store and no one would know.
He could just play you guitar.
Exactly. Sorry, Geddy, but you won't die.
Yep.
Alexis. Just that one color with four
different dates. Oh, man. This is sad. I feel like you would have to kill Geddy.
Wow, you're killing the bass player, huh?
I am. Wow. Because the drums and the singing, the voice, is like, I feel like you couldn't really insert anybody else in.
So you also killed the lead singer by killing Geddy.
Yeah, Geddy leads the singer.
I thought it was Alex.
No!
So Alex Lifeson just plays the guitar. He's mostly silent.
Kill Alex.
There it is.
There you go.
Marry Geddy. And then fuck Neil because...
Good with his hands.
You know, he can multitask.
He can.
More so than singing and playing at the same time.
He sings also and plays the drums.
Yeah, he's nuts.
So he can do it all.
Yeah.
Alex Lifeson doesn't sing, right?
He'll be the side piece.
Neil doesn't sing.
Sometimes he plays, he's back there with the...
He has one part in one song.
No. So he sings.
So he sings.
He has the spoken word poetry part on Roll the Bus.
That's really hard to do at the same time.
Yes.
All right, yep. I found a workaround.
No.
I'm going to Alex Lifeson this. I'm going to answer it, but I'm going to Alex Lifeson it, just like he did in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame speech. Blah,
blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. Can't just blah, blah?
No, you cannot.
Okay.
I saw that coming, sir.
Okay. Fuck. Shit. God damn it. Yeah, I'm helping us earn that explicit rating tonight.
Yeah, now, there it is.
There it is. Yep. Jeff's got us there. Okay, so I have to... Oh, my God. This is literally so hard. I have to fuck Alex... No, fuck Neil.
Yep.
Mr. Peart. Because the professor. I have... Sorry, Alex, I have to kill you.
Yes, I knew you were going to get rid of him.
Sorry. No, I really don't want to, though.
I know, but he's the one you
But
have
I really
to.
Love Geddy.
Yes.
So I got to marry Geddy. Because also, yeah. Sorry, guys. But God, Alex, Geddy, you're welcome on this podcast anytime so I can make it up to you. I'll make food. Okay, the third one can't possibly be mean to me, too.
His heart.
So we are going the sci-fi angle for this next one. Nah. And we are going with... some of the crew of the first Star Trek TV show. So, James Tiberius Kirk, officer, science officer Spock, or Leonard Bones McCoy. Who would you fuck, marry, or kill?
McCoy?
Yeah, McCoy.
Bones. Any version of it, because I think some versions it's like, oh, he's hotter than that version.
Yeah, so we can go animated.
Any Kirk. any Kirk that you want to picture.
You said original show.
You said original. There's a big difference.
You said original show.
There's a big difference.
Would it be easier if it wasn't just original for some people?
You're talking about Shatner?
No. We are not making this easy on anyone.
Yeah,
okay. And Chris Pine. Like, yeah, there's a big gap there.
Do you want to broaden it? Original. Okay, we'll go original then. Yeah. Okay, Kate.
Make it fair as fair.
Yeah. Okay, James T. Kirk can die. I don't give a fuck about Shatner. I would fuck Leonard Nimoy, Spock, because that's all I can handle.
Because that's logical?
That's all I can handle of a Vulcan. I for sure could not marry one. I would go insane. And I would marry Bones Malone. Because in the future, Bones McCoy. Yeah. My bad.
That's a different person.
Sorry, my bad. Dr. McCoy, Hank McCoy. Yeah. Because
also different.
In the future, I don't fucking know. I'm just talking. It's fine.
Hank McCoy is beast.
Oh yeah, you're right. Okay, whatever.
Just take the Bones.
Whatever. One of them turns into fucking Carl Urban someday, and that's the one.
That's
no, we said we're sticking to original.
No, I know. He's still the hottest person on that ship, so it's fine.
Oh lordy. Okay. So, sorry. I'm gonna kill Spock because he's very dry. And then we're gonna fuck Kirk because you know experience again. And then we're going to marry Bones because he seems like the most upstanding character. I don't know. He seems like the more caring person, but also actually kind of logical. Like he's trying to just keep everyone alive out there.
Yeah.
Just needs to keep his crew safe and is very frustrated when that is very difficult to do.
When the captain's taking them, hey, here's an unknown planet with something that might
kill
us all.
Stop it!
So I would also kill Spock, mainly just because it seems like it wouldn't be good to marry him or fuck him, so just get rid of him, I guess. But I would fuck Kirk because in the future he turns into Chris Pine. That's why. but I would marry McCoy, who I did not know of before a minute ago, is Jackson DeForest Kelly.
Yeah.
Known as D, and he was an American actor, singer, actor, screenwriter, poet, and singer, which means that he is in touch with his emotional side.
Sure, as a person, but with the character.
And he was married for his entire life before he died. So he's got that has to infuse in his character, so I would marry McCoy.
His entire life?
Yes, until he died.
Adult life.
He died young.
Yeah, he did. He died like at 58 or something.
79. Thank you, Wikipedia.
Yeah, she's got the page.
For sponsoring
right
this podcast.
Yeah. No sponsors.
All right, so it's only logical that I kill Spock. Then I marry Kirk and I fuck Bones because you got to bone the Bones.
I like your reasoning. Kirk, fuck him. That's what he's good at. Overhand, literally. Like clubs. And chops and fucking. That's what Kirk is all about.
Literally.
In the old series, that's all he did. He had a great time doing it. I'm marrying Spock. Very calming.
One dissenting opinion.
Yeah. And in Bones, I like me some Bones. He seems to be the voice of reason a lot of time in the show. But I'm sorry, bud. I like Spock a lot. So now, let us go into comic book land. So, we are
Hank McCoy.
We're pulling from actually I had X-Men on here, but we'll use them later. But we are doing the big three of the Avengers. So Captain America, Thor, and Iron Man. Who would you fuck, marry, and kill? Sarah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So it was Iron Man, Thor, and Cap.
America's ass.
Yep. Okay, so I'm gonna go with
comic books or MCU?
I'll leave it up to
open?
You.
Okay.
Leave it up to you.
I don't think there's as big a difference there with the Star Trek things here. Mm-hmm.
There. Okay, so we're gonna go with Mary, Captain America. Dependable sort, and he's got those big old beefy arms.
Good for you.
Big old beefy arms. Oh. And then we're gonna go with kill Iron Man because he's a jackass.
Yes, he is.
He's such a
he gets better,
dude.
But he's a jackass
oh,
for
God.
A long time.
He's such a douche for most of the comic books, and he's just whipping money around like this is what's gonna solve world's problems. Oh, and then I made a shield around the Earth because I can.
Yeah.
Oh, and that went poorly, but you know what? I did it for good reason. Whatever. And he's on the wrong side of things all the time.
Yes, he is.
Stop it. And then, yeah, we're gonna fuck Thor because that sounds like a good idea. And that's what's left.
You're hoping he brings the thunder?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll fly while we're at it. Like, why not? That sounds like an experience.
I will...
Do it on the Rainbow Road? Why not?
I will marry Captain America every day of this life and the next. America's ass. Yep. He's responsible, dependable, and, you know, what comes with marriage comes with fucking so it happens, right? But then on the side, I would have Iron Man, and that's because he's rich. He'll buy me things so people keep quiet about it. Yes.
Alexa's trying to be a sugar baby.
Yeah. And then I would kill Thor, and the reason I wouldn't even fuck Thor or marry Thor is because I'd have to be going back and forth between, like, worlds, and I don't want to do that.
In, like, a second, though.
I know,
like,
but
the travel time is, like,
nothing. It's like, you can't fuck that because it's like, when's he coming back? And now I have to just wait. Now I get to fucking. Well, except I have my hot husband. So, anyways, yeah.
Dear listeners, follow me on this little adventure we're about to take. I'm going to kill the most emotionally unintelligent of them, Thor.
Thor, yeah.
Because why? I'm going to marry. I'm going to marry Iron Man for the money. Because Lex is on something there.
Yeah. Sugar daddy?
And I am going to peg the shit out of America's ass.
Right? Oh.
I am very close to what Jeff said, but switch the Mary and the fuck. Iron Man, I'm just, we're fucking and we'll be friends like that. Mary Cap, Thor is very immature.
Yep.
I don't want that. I like self-reliance. Self-reliance is sexy. I likes it. So he gets better. Like at the end, but still he had problems because in Love and Thunder he kind of went back three steps, so that was weird. But you know, it takes him a long time. So.
Yeah,
talk about daddy issues.
Let's go more comic booky Thor.
Yeah, he's way better in a comic. Yeah. Like responsibility
okay, let's see what
wise.
Katie says.
I'm marrying Captain America. I'm killing Iron Man, and I'm fucking the shit out of Himbo Thor.
Himbo Thor. Which one was he, a himbo?
All of them. Are you kidding me? That's his whole character.
He is a dum-dum, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's dumb, but you know he's seen some action, and you know he's good at fucking. Like, it doesn't matter that
you don't look like that.
It doesn't matter that he's dumb as a bag of rocks or that he makes bad decisions. He's good at fucking. Like,
yeah. So, our next choice, let's go with something else that Disney owns, but we'll go the evil route. I need Kylo Ren, Darth Vader, or the Emperor.
Oh, that's easy.
I'm so excited.
Oh, that's easy.
Come
on, man.
Jeff.
Okay, yeah, this is easy for me, because two of them are little bitch-ass traitors.
And one of them has a pancake face.
So I'm marrying the Emperor, because unlimited cosmic power. Yeah.
Jeff like pancakes.
Hey, give me some fucking syrup, bitches.
Talk about people outliving you. There's like 87,000 clones.
Hey, I could be one with the Force. And then I am fucking Kylo Ren, because why the fuck not? And Anakin's a little bitch, so he can go die in a fire. Like he already did.
So, the Emperor's...
So the
Emperor's dying. I'm oatmeal faces, pancake faces. I've said both of these things to his face. That's not hot, so you can just go die. And he's weird. So, I'll probably marry Kylo. Because he's young. We can go do stuff. Vader, I assume, when Vader, no one's looking at him, he just sits quietly in a room brooding. But then the second people look at him, he has to be active and do stuff. But I like to think that Vader just sits in a dark room and just waits for the next moment to do something evil.
Kind of like the scene in Empire where we first see him without his helmet and being lowered on.
Yeah,
he
just
has
a little clamshell.
And sure, his body is like old... like bland bacon, it looks like that, so it's probably a reason that he sits quiet.
I like to imagine in that clamshell that it's just like there's just littered with like empty Cheetos bags,
yeah,
and it's just TVs,
yeah, watching
the
stories,
cheesy poofs,
yeah, watching the stories.
Oh, wait,
different universe,
I guess I'm fucking Darth Vader, but not when he's Darth Vader. Like, pre-Darth Vader Anakin.
Hell yeah.
Is Hayden Christensen.
You're breaking
is what's
my
happening.
Heart.
Yeah, it's breaking my heart, except not. Cause this is
he wouldn't be breaking your back.
This is just for fucking. And then, I'm marrying Kylo Ren, and I'm killing Palpatine.
Yeah.
You will try. And he gets cut up.
Yeah. No, so yeah. Definitely attempting to kill Palpatine and the many clones. Marrying Kylo Ren, I guess. And then... Or no, sorry, fucking Kylo Ren. And then marrying Darth Vader, and he can brood off of in his fortress. And I can brood off in my fortress, and this can be one of those loveless marriages where we're very separate from each other. And we only have to see each other on state functions, you know?
So the Clintons. You're the Clintons.
Oh my gosh.
That's fucking funny. Oh my god. Whew. Shit. That's a good one, sir. I like that.
That's kind of where I was on the track with, but I was like, which of Kylo or Darth can I change him? That's where my mind
was. Well, if the track hasn't proven anything, the answer is
one. You can change Kylo.
Yeah, he changes back to a little bit.
Adam Driver is, I don't know what it is about that man, but he is so freaking hot.
Only with
maybe the ex-Marine thing?
I don't know what it is. He's unconventionally attractive, and I'm here for it.
With the long hair.
So I'm thinking that I could marry him. And then
save him.
Fuck really Anakin.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I try to kill Palps.
Technicalities to this group.
Like, how are you fucking actual Darth Vader? Like, he's burnt from, like, the waist down. He doesn't have
it's a
parts.
I mean, we don't really know how his
Robo-dick.
Body looks like.
Yeah, that sounds really fucking
dangerous. But I liked your idea of separate but equal.
Or it's one of those, like, Demolition Man situations where you're in, like, VR.
Oh, yeah. The VR sex thing. They're like, oh, that's weird. Boop. I saw a boop. What was that?
So it's not, it's not real sex.
God, Sylvester Stallone was so taken off guard with that. I don't have these images in my brain.
Yeah, Kylo can get it.
Okay, was that everybody? So, now let's go a little realistic. We're going with presidents.
Oh, God.
And not new people or anything like that. I'm going with some of the cool ones that
Washington
may
Adams
have
Jefferson.
Died a little too soon, possibly. So, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, or John F. Kennedy? Fuck.
Which ones were the cool ones, though?
Cool. Waiting for the cool ones.
They're the first one that popped in my head.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready. I'm fucking JFK because he had a notorious dick.
Take off your pants.
Fucking everything.
Take off your pants.
I'm marrying Abraham Lincoln. And the reason I chose Abraham Lincoln over George Washington, and I'm killing George Washington, is because George Washington didn't have wooden teeth, which means his fucking breath smelled terrible. Fucking terrible.
Historian.
Not wooden.
Porcelain?
Slaves' teeth.
Oh, gross.
Remember, the dentures were made out of slaves' teeth.
Again.
Gross. His mouth was hard.
Not his teeth.
Slavery.
Okay.
I know, I'm making this worse.
He can die.
Do you want the slave owner or the slave emancipator?
Emancipator.
Yeah. Gross. It's all gross. Why is this the one we end on?
Is this the last one?
Oh, we can do one more after this.
Okay, good. Because that's
pick a better one.
Rotting
corpse. That would be
horrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all necrophilia to me.
All gross. I think Mary JFK. Kill George Washington and fuck Abraham because I don't know. That sounds like the better of all of the evils. This is a terrible one.
I would marry JFK because yay Democrats. And he's a good guy. And probably had a penis that wouldn't quit.
So the story says.
So that's what the story says. I would fuck Lincoln because I'm tiny and he's tall and that's cool. I would kill George Washington for having slave teeth.
We're all going to be haunted by George Washington.
That's fine.
Yeah, we're murdering Washington. That's, I think, the given here. I am marrying the Great Emancipator because Lincoln.
Yeah.
And I am fucking JFK because duh.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out of my head.
That's what I said. He literally repeated what I said.
Get out of my heads, Katie and Jeff.
Around with fucking JFK.
Okay, I'll bring it up to you guys. Cartoon, magic, or another band?
I'm going to regret this, but I'm going to say another band.
Cartoon.
Do you want...
Cartoon.
Do you want... emo-y punk? Or do you want disco-y kind of music?
Emo-punk.
Huh?
Emo-punk.
It's
going to
be my band.
Emo-punk. So... I need...
But Cartoons is one so far.
Yeah, Cartoons is
one. Oh, Cartoons one?
Yeah. Cartoons is 2-1 right now.
Yeah, and I don't have a... I don't care.
Hey, turn up. Go Cartoons. New or old Cartoons?
Old.
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 So,
let's go.
I need to know which of the three chipmunks you would want to get with.
Oh,
Alvin,
God.
Simon, or Theodore. I will tell you, Alvin is the bad boy. Simon... was the Simon was a smart one,
yes,
and Theodore was a chunky boy.
Yep.
Loved to eat food. So I'll let everybody marinate for a second.
I already got it.
I got it.
Okay, Katie.
I'm marrying Chunky Boy because chunky boys make the best husbands.
Dear listeners, Otis just gave a thumbs up. Remember, not a visual medium.
And then I'm fucking Simon because intelligence. And then killing Alvin.
Damn.
He drive me insane.
He's a dick to his dad.
He drive me insane.
He's a dick to everybody,
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that negativity in my life.
Like that. I don't
need
this
shit. I drew hearts on the eyes. Alvin and Simon.
Man, I didn't need that shit.
All right, so I'm marrying Simon because... I think I've, stated, my preference for smartness already. Then, maybe straying from the trend and, going with Theodore as the fuck.
Ooh.
Just for shits and giggles.
Because he's the smart one?
No, he's
Theodore.
I think I got him backwards.
Chunky boy.
For...
Simon's the smart one.
Oh, no, you're right.
Yeah. Theodore's a chunky boy.
Yeah.
So it seems like it would just be for funsies. Like,
it's hard to remember
things,
yeah.
Or it would be for, like, he was also just, like to be funny.
Yeah.
Alvin was always trying to get everybody in trouble.
He can act. He's a liability, honestly.
He's always into antics.
See, the boys that are into all the antics are probably the best people in bed. So
sometimes, other times they're selfish.
I'll bring my daddy issues to this.
He's got way too real.
And say that Alvin would be my fuck.
Yep.
Theodore, I would have to kill him. Sorry. So
wow.
I would marry Simon because I just want to have intellectual conversations with somebody all day while I'm, hanging out with bad boy Alvin.
On the side. And breaking his heart.
Side piece.
I agree with Alexis. I was exactly, that's where I was. I'm like, look, we're fucking the bad boy. Sorry, I want to cuddle the chunky boy, but also I want the smart guy to marry, so yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty close, but Alvin, this is the fuck. The smart one, Simon, I'll just kill him. And Theodore, I'm going to marry the kind chunky boy.
Yeah.
Get with him. Eat a lot of food and just be happy.
Sorry, smart boy.
Yeah, sorry, smart boy. So I sat down and made
a very long list.
A lot of,
yay,
like three people.
Oh, we're playing this one again.
So we could easily do it. And I wrote it down. And
I love it.
There can't be that many more fuck you Jeffs in there.
I think I wrote one more. Well, I did the evil people from Star Wars for you, and
I
did Rush for you.
I know. And then you also did the first one for me.
Yeah.
Lord of
the Rings. So I thought there was one more I was thinking of. I'll figure it out.
We'll find more for you.
Yeah.
I know there's a specific one in there for me, but it's easy.
Because
I've known the answer to that question since I was like 14, so it's fine.
Yeah, that was, and you could tell it was toward the end because I wrote it on
yeah.
the other side. I was like, oh man, I think I know Katie's.
Markov, yes.
So,
let's go!
Hey! You heard me. I did that really fast. So if you have any other cool fun facts, or hey, why don't you do Weezer or other bands? Yeah, they were there.
Too many people.
But I went with different genres.
More than three.
Yeah. Or you go with the original people that didn't leave.
Which of the three lead singers that have been in Van Halen?
Shit.
None of them.
Yeah. Fuck.
Probably
David Lee Roth. That'd be a good one, actually.
David Lee Roth. Brown.
Most people probably don't even know the third one.
B-a-b-dee-bop. But you can tweet us at
blah, blah, blah. Allentown Pod.
We have an email that is
allentownpresents@gmail.com.
We have a Facebook app.
Allentown Presents or 20 Minutes at the Bar.
Yeah, I didn't even do any wrestlers. I could have did the big three back in the day. Fuck. I know who I'm killing.
Hogan, Andre, and Yokozuna.
I know who I'm killing.
That's always going to be Hogan. Fucking.
That's not what I would have thought.
Hogan.
Which one did you think?
Not the three I would have thought. Yes, kill Hogan.
What, Rock, Stone Cold, and
no,
Triple H?
No. Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, and
Warrior.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm marrying Macho Man.
Of course you are. I know you are.
As Otis looks dreamily off into the distance.
Macho Man's so cool. Yeah. Sans all the cocaine in his body, I think. He was
actually washed out now. The third would probably be Ric Flair.
Oh, man. I'm
fucking like Hulk Hogan and Macho Man and Ric Flair.
I don't want to marry Ric Flair because I don't need him coming. Coming in late every night.
Fuck Ric Flair.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I'm not marrying that.
Yeah.
Everyone's fucked Ric Flair. Do you really want that?
Yeah.
That man is a walking STD.
To be fair, a bunch of you answered Captain Kirk, and that man has got planetary STDs from everywhere. So
he's got STDs from species that we shouldn't even be compatible with.
Yeah, exactly.
Bones has cured him, okay?
Space Bones is an enabler.
We didn't all kill Bones.
Here's some more space penicillin.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Bones is an enabler. He's like, you should really stop that. Don't tell me what to do,
Bones. The best of wingmen. The best
of
wingmen.
A little thing that's just like a PSI.
Yeah.
This ain't good, man. I don't even know where the vagina was on that. I didn't either, Bones. I made it work. So, like always, thank you so much for listening. So you see us.
Wow.
So like always, thank you so much for listening. See you soon, Space Cowboy, and we'll be back next week with another topic to talk about. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Yeah, Katie, you got to miss the moment last week where we hit